top story today, former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak is facing court today over the alleged embezzlement of the 1MDB state fund. This follows an investigation into how billions of dollars went missing from the infrastructure fund Najib founded almost a decade ago. Raids on the former Prime Minister's property recovered $370 million in cash and goods. A 76-year-old Japanese tourist has died while climbing Uluru, the 37th fatality at the site since record-keeping began. Northern Territory police say the man was attempting to ascend one of the steepest parts of the climb but collapsed and lost consciousness around 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Climbing on the sacred landmark will be banned from next year. Thai authorities are deciding on the next move to rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach trapped in a cave in northern Thailand. The group was found yesterday after being reported missing 9 days earlier. Medics have since reached the boys and are assessing their health, but rescue teams may have to wait for water levels to recede or teach the boys to use basic diving gear in order to get them out. And Darwin-born Hawthorn player Cyril Rioli has announced his retirement from the AFL effective immediately. Rioli travelled home to Darwin last month to spend time with family and returned to Melbourne soon after. In a statement, the club said Rioli informed his teammates of his decision this morning.